Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. But unfortunately, the apostles did not believe that our Lord was truly risen from the dead. At first, they thought that the resurrection of Jesus was only a dream, an optical illusion, an hallucination. They thought they were seeing a ghost. So the risen Lord Jesus says to them, "Touch me and see, because a ghost does not have flesh and bones, as you can see I have." That's because the resurrection of Jesus is not fantasy, fiction, fake, or false. It is not pretend or make-believe. It is not some cleverly concocted myth. The living Lord Jesus appears to the apostles in the upper room so that they will believe that Christ is truly risen from the dead. They are his witnesses that he is risen indeed. Now, to prove that Jesus is really and truly risen from the dead, our Lord asked the apostles if they have anything to eat. The gospel today says they gave him a piece of baked fish. But today's gospel is missing a part of that verse. The Bible says that in addition to eating a piece of baked fish, the apostles gave Jesus something else to eat. Do you know what else they gave him to eat? A honeycomb. That's right. They gave him a honeycomb. Go home and take a look at chapter 24 of St. Luke's Gospel, verse 42, in your Douay Rheims Bible. That's the version that my grandparents read. Maybe that's the version that some of you still have. I have their Bible. It's a worn, torn, edged Bible. And this is how I discovered that the Bible really says that Jesus received a piece of baked fish and a honeycomb. Go home and read today's gospel in your King James Bible. It will say the same thing. The apostles gave Jesus a honeycomb. I went back and I looked at the Latin Vulgate, the only version of the Bible that the fathers of the church said was inspired. And it says in Latin, et alii obtulerunt ei, and they offered him partem piscis assi, a part of baked fish, et favum melis. Melis, if you know Spanish, miel, comes from this Latin word melis. They offered him a piece of baked fish and a favum melis and a honeycomb. This little detail that Jesus received a honeycomb is very, very important. We need to reflect on the bees, the wax, and the honey. First of all, the bees. The colony of bees represents consecrated religious life in the church. At St. Peter's Basilica in Rome, there are bees on the columns of the baldacchino over the high altar. And many religious communities use a beehive on their shields and coats of arms. Why? Well, there's a queen bee who represents the Mother Superior or the abbot of a convent or monastery. And all the worker bees are the nuns and the monks who work together in harmony to make something beautiful for God. The wax that will be burned in honor of him, and the honey. So second, there's the honeycomb. And the honeycomb is the wax that we use to produce the candles in church. I don't know if you know, but our altar candles are made from not less than 51% beeswax. And our Easter candle is made of beeswax. Father Luis sang of the importance of the beeswax at the Exultet during the Easter Vigil. He sang except this candle, a solemn offering, the work of bees and of your servants' hands, for it is fed by melting wax, drawn out by mother bees to build a torch so precious. So on that solemn night, we sing that it's the wax of bees that God created, along with the work of human hands, that create the candles that we burn, not only to glorify and honor God, but more than that, to symbolize Christ, the light of the world, who is consumed for our sake. And finally, there's the honey. The most important of all is the honey inside the comb. You know, when our candle man delivers our 51% beeswax candles, do you know what he also gives me? Every time, a jar of honey. And that's the best, the honey. You know, there's a lot of references in the Bible for honey. God himself referred to the promised land as a land flowing of milk and honey. So you see, honey is a sign of heaven. Giving the risen Lord Jesus honey is a sign that because of the resurrection of Christ, the new life of heaven has already begun. We know that St. John the Baptist ate the fat-free, cholesterol-free, sugar-free, gluten-free, zero-calorie grasshopper. And for dessert, St. John the Baptist ate, the Bible says, honey, symbolic of the wisdom that came forth from his mouth. Proverbs 16:24 says, pleasing words are like honey, sweetness to the soul and health to the body. St. John the Baptist prepared the way for the eternal word, who is like honey, sweet to the soul and health to the body. When the Lord rained down manna in the desert, you know, the bread from heaven that the people ate during their 40 years in the desert, the Bible says in Exodus chapter 16, 31, what the manna tasted like. Do you remember what it says? It says that it tasted like wafers made with honey. I guarantee you that the hosts that the nuns make for Mass are made only from wheat, flour, and water. But I would swear to you on the Bible that when I receive Holy Communion, it tastes like honey. That's because Wisdom 16:20 says, you have given them bread from heaven, having within it all sweetness. Isn't that what we sing at Benediction of the Blessed Sacrament? You have given them bread from heaven, having within it all sweetness. But chapter 16 of Wisdom continues in verse 21. For this substance of yours revealed your sweetness toward your children. You see, the Lord Jesus gives us his risen body to eat, and that reveals his sweetness toward us as children. And so we sang last night in that beautiful hymn, Sweet Sacrament, we thee adore. The Psalms talk about honey all the time. How sweet to my palate are your promises, sweeter than honey to my mouth. That's Psalm 119, verse 103. Or Psalm 81, verse 17. Israel, I will feed with the best of wheat. With honey from the rock, I will fill them. Or Psalm 19, verse 11. The law of the Lord is sweeter than honey from the comb. We can sum it all up with Sirach, chapter 24, verse 19. You will remember me as sweeter than honey. Yes, indeed. The apostles gave the risen Lord Jesus a honeycomb because he will only be with them on earth for 40 days. But when they taste his body and blood in Holy Communion, they will remember him as sweeter than honey. You know that so many people were received into the Catholic Church at Easter. They reached the promised land of the Church, a land flowing with milk and honey of the sacraments. The honey represents not only the sweetness of the Eucharist, but you know that honey is medicinal, and so it represents the healing power of the sacraments. So many of our high school students will receive the sacrament of confirmation during this Easter season. I wonder if God the Holy Spirit will be sweeter to them than $1 million. Sweeter to them than a high school diploma. Sweeter to them than winning the state tournament. So many of our young people will receive their first Holy Communion during the next few Sundays and taste the sweetness of the body and blood of Jesus for the first time. I wonder if our innocent young people will say, Father, Jesus tasted like honey. Do you think the law of the Lord is sweeter than honey? Or is God's law sour in your mouth? Sour in your stomach, as Revelation chapter 10 indicates. The way we can be sure we know Jesus is to keep his commandments. For the love of God is this, that we keep his commandments. And his commandments are not burdensome. For whoever keeps his word, the love of God is truly perfected in him. Indeed, the law of the Lord is sweeter than honey. Than honey from the comb. Risen Lord Jesus, we will always remember you as sweeter than honey because you feed us with the best of wheat, with honey from the rock.